Hello, Devlin here with you, and welcome to another edition of Mondo Nostalgia Radio. And yes, welcome. Thank you for pressing play, whether you're a regular listener or whether you're just, oh, what's he going to talk about today? Or whether you're just bored and running out of stuff to do already. Hopefully that's not the case, because we don't know how long this isolation is going to happen. It's hard not to say, I'm not going to talk about the coronavirus or isolation when that's pretty much your whole world and there hasn't been a lot of news coming out. There has been a couple of things, so I'm going to talk about that. Not to mention, I posted a question on Mondo Nostalgia a couple of weeks ago, and I really want to, I'll go through some of the answers of that because it might help you out in this. What to start with? I'm recording this on a beautiful sunny day. It's not to be fooled because it is quite cold out. And it's interesting. I live in an apartment, and when you look out the window, it's crazy to see a Saturday. That's when I'm recording this. Probably you won't get this till Sunday or after. But basically, it's weird to see that it's empty. Like, it really does. Like, you might see the odd person walking their dog or people going for a walk or maybe a couple people going out to get groceries. But, you know, this social distancing and all that stuff, it is weird to see. It's good to see. Don't get me wrong. It's good to see because, you know, we need to flatten the curve or plank the curve or whatever you want to call it or what the, I don't know what the young kids are calling it now. But it's good to see that people are listening to that and only going out when they have to. Yeah, it's very strange, but it's good too, because hopefully we slow those numbers down. You know, you see other places like, you know, England and Italy, and China and Australia and other places that are just skyrocketing and trying desperately to get it under control. And, so hopefully we can. Sadly, there are a lot of places that are still open that shouldn't be. Now, I'm going to warn you now, I do have a bit of a cough. And before you start, you know, spreading rumors of my upcoming demise, I keep in mind that is also allergy time. And I get my sinuses built up and then the backwash comes and that makes me cough. So I do not have the coronas as far as I know, so please, no spreading any rumors or just changing your Facebook status to RIP Devlin Bishop, because as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to be in this world a while longer. I certainly hope so. thank you again. As I said, I'm going to try not to talk too much about it, but it's just very hard not to. What's going on in my life? Not much. This past week, I won't go into details because I'm not technically allowed to talk about my work, and it's probably a good thing because I might say some bad things. But after being open for most of the week, we have officially closed. Now, if we were a place that, you know, sold food or pharmacy or any kind of things like that, then absolutely, you know, I'd understand why we're open, but we weren't. So things, but, you know, there are so many places that are, and whether you're the, you know, you're staying socially, you know, distanced or isolating yourself in your home. Just a couple of thank yous to the people that are out there still doing their jobs. I'm going to try to name some right now, and I'm going to probably forget some, but I thank you. And when I go to the store, and which is only like once every couple of days, and then Mike will go out to the store once every couple of days, and we do our best to thank seeing anybody who is out there. We're talking thank you to the doctors and nurses, paramedics, police, fire service, grocery clerks, power workers, the pharmacists, the farmers, delivery drivers, journalists who are out there, cleaners, chefs that are still cooking. Restaurants are starting to close down in major cities, but they're still doing delivery service and takeout. And so thank you for that. Maintenance crews, lab technicians who are desperately fighting this, and sanitary workers, because if we were isolated for too long and our garbage was piling up, just imagine how bad things could get. I don't like to, be the kind like, oh, suck it up, you know, and stuff like that. I like to be positive, so you'll always see a positive twist on this. But I'm not going to be the kind like, well, you know, people in World War One and World War Two certainly had it worse and lots of other times. And yeah, maybe that's true, but you know, we still have lots of luxuries, you know, that they didn't have, but we're still allowed to feel something during this time. You know, a lot of people are clinging onto hope. Some people are just avoiding social media and anything like that, just binge watching, doing things, trying to find creative ideas, which I'm going to go through some stuff. I posted some stuff on Mondo Nostalgia to help, you know, with this isolation if you're with family or with your friends and stuff like that. But thank you to all those people. My mental state has been hanging on pretty good. If it wasn't for my counseling, I probably would have some issues. I won't lie. I don't see why lying right now. So I've always been truthful and stuff. So but I have my moments. I won't lie. I do get scared. And oddly, it's not necessarily just because of the disease. The disease, I think, is probably, unless you have it, it's the least of your worries. And as I said, we do have it better than, you know, people from the past. You know, we have the internet. I can still create podcasts and put them out there for you to listen to. I can listen to other people's podcasts. I can contact people using the phone. I can use emails, messages, you know, texts. So in a lot of ways, you know, this isolation, we can also still stay connected where they might not have had that in World War II or you know, World War I or anything. Although I just recently posted something about, I think last week I talked about how in World War II and World War I, it was all about helping your neighbors and stuff like that. But I came across some old World War I posters that they used to post all over the place. And it was kind of interesting because one of them from World War I is talking about, you know, you are not a Canadian or you are not an American if you are hoarding food. And it showed a cartoon of these people with, you know, flour and all that stuff being hoarded. So, you know, here I am thinking, oh, back in the past, you know, we used to help our neighbor, but apparently there was problems with that still. I'm not saying we didn't help our neighbor, and I'm not saying we didn't don't help our neighbors now or friends and stuff like that. Yeah, but it was interesting to see those signs. Look on Mondo Nostalgia, there's one or two on there that will tell you that, yeah, maybe we need to bring these out again. Many people have been very happy because of the fact that toilet paper is starting to show up again. And it looks like the people who have been hoarding toilet paper have decided, okay, we have enough. So it was nice to see happy pictures of people getting toilet paper and stuff. We weren't short. We had a little bit, but, you know, in a, you know, week or two, we might have been a little worried. But we have seen it starting to show up on the shelves again, so it's all good. When I was thanking people, I also want to thank the people that have helped out too. I noticed on social media there are a handful of people that are actually still going out and getting groceries for elderly relatives or loved ones that can't get out or sharing things. If a friend is low on eggs or something and they can't find it anywhere, there is a thing. I have a small group that I kind of take care of near me that, I would go out for them and help them. But I've heard stories of people even putting business cards in people's boxes saying that if you need something, let me know and I'll go out and get it for you. Just wonderful things. And I'd like to see more of that. Unfortunately, we're not all like that. And there are still a lot of people that are going out and doing things. But I think as we start seeing stores closing up and stuff, we're starting to see, that maybe this isolation, we should be taking it serious and stuff like that. So please do. Sinus cough, remember that. But anyhow, I am going to talk a little bit about Corona still, but more and more positive things. They posted on a group called Evolve Events and Training have posted a whole bunch of things that you can do during this being stuck at home. And I'm going to go through a list of these because these are awesome. And and I'm just going to go through them, and then we're going to talk about a couple other things. But honestly, not much is going on except the isolation and the self-distancing and all that. Okay, so here's some opportunities that you of things you can do while you're at home. Sort and tag your digital photos. Well, yeah, it's something we don't really like doing, but now's the time. Make it into a collage or poster. That would be nice. I've been finding myself looking at pictures of people that I haven't seen in a little while. Sorry, I'm actually tearing up about that. As you can see, I have my moments. I told you I do get sad. I do get freaked out sometimes. My anxiety has actually been pretty good, but yeah, but it doesn't hurt to look at pictures of loved ones. I do that even when, we weren't social distancing because of the fact that sometimes just looking at faces that make you smile help. Research your next holiday. Doesn't hurt to go look and plan a trip. Do a photography project. I guess, take pictures. A lot of people are still going outdoors. They're just staying away from people, and that's a good thing. So, you always wanted to try photography? Give it a shot. A lot of phones have really great cameras now, sometimes better than actual cameras. Attend a Twitter conference. I guess they're out there. I'm not on Twitter, so no. Yeah, no conferences for me right now. Declutter, baby steps. You're in your house. Now's a good time to clean. You really can't put it off. I think this is the one people will put off still. I think what'll happen is they're just going to get bored. They're going to get tired of watching TV, tired of staring at their phones, tired of staring at their computers, and I think they're going to eventually clean. I've cleaned a little bit, but I could certainly do more, but yeah, it'll probably be last on my list, but it'll happen. Oh, and that almost sounded like a sneeze, but it wasn't. Research a charity to support. Look for charities that you can take care of or do stuff for now. Prep and freeze some meals for when you're sick or back at work. Great idea. Create a digital scrapbook. Start a gratitude journal. I noticed there are some people saying that they're doing journals through this, and I think it's great because I think what I was trying to say before, and I always get off track, is that unless you have the sickness, my worries are actually for other people or the future. Because even if they found a cure tomorrow, this is going to have ramifications for weeks, months, hopefully not years, but you never know. We're going to see businesses that are going to be lost. We're going to see lots of different things. People's finances are going to have issues. So, sometimes keeping a journal and writing stuff is cool. Write letters of love or thanks to your people. Post them. Love that. Research something you have always wondered about. Yeah, there's lots of tools online. You could learn languages. You can learn the Arkells are teaching people how to play guitar, which I think is absolutely amazing. Just because, I don't know, I bet you there's a lot of people who actually have guitars in their homes that have said, oh, one day I am going to learn that, and then they don't do it. I'm sorry, I'm a little hot, so I put a fan on me. And I'm not hot because I have a fever, so please don't write me off just yet. But when the fan, when I'm talking, the fan goes right in my mouth and it makes me cough. So I've moved the fan a bit. So have a scented bubble bath with candles and music. I haven't done the candles yet, but I certainly have done the bubble baths, and I have certainly got music playing quite a lot during this. Write an advice letter to the teenager you were. Write another to yourself in 20 years. Very much for the creative, but why not? Learn a heritage skill like baking, woodwork, preserving mosaic. Preserving mosaic, not two words. Ceramics, cheese making, fermenting, foraging, quilting, slow cooking, soap and candle making, crochet, permaculture knots, fire building, home remedies. So, yeah, you can learn stuff online. The wonderful thing about YouTube and lots of other places is we can actually be learning during this time, if that's your thing. I think kind of learning ceramics. You could learn it, but it's not like you could make ceramics unless you have like a kiln lying around the house. Draw an apple using a different style each day for a week. Or just draw. I'll just say draw on that. Remember, I'm reading from a list here. Attend a virtual symphony. There are a lot of places that, yeah, I think Broadway's got a couple of shows. There's a couple of orchestras that are having performances. A lot of artists. Just look around and you'll find it. You might even be surprised to find some of your favorite artists online doing stuff during this time. I'm gonna be looking at stuff, but you probably just get your podcast from me and maybe a video camera thing every once in a while, but I don't know. I might look into some stuff. We'll leave it at that. Catch up on great movies or crappy B movies. I like that kind of stuff. I have a lot of movies at my disposal, but if you don't have a library like I do, there's a lot of stuff online, and you can even YouTube surprisingly has a lot. I'm actually posting some on Mondo Nostalgia, and later today I posted a question yesterday. Last week, about what is your favorite feel good movie or movies you go to when you're not in the best of moods? And I'm going to go through some of the answers we had. That'll be later on in this show. Learn to say a favorite phrase or quote in seven different languages. This is very precise, but yeah, just learn a different language if you want. Try creatively visualizing goals. So, yeah, plan for your future. Thinking positively of the future of things you want to do. I don't like to share my goals, but here's one of them. You've heard me humming and hawing about maybe going to a gym. Well, the other day while I was stuffing my face, I thought to myself, oh my God, if we keep having access to food, I'm just going to balloon out. Most of my exercise comes from being at work, and now that my work's closed down for a couple of weeks, oh my God, this might actually get my ass to a gym in a couple of, when this is all said and done. So, write some plans, make a bucket list of things you want to do. Yeah, create a detailed spreadsheet of how you would spend 10 million. I'm never going to have 10 million unless I win the lottery, and I don't play the lottery that much. So if that's your thing, go for it. It's creative. Do it. Write a poem or story. Start a journal or blog. Read books you have never had time for. I'll add reread books that you like to do. Yoga or exercise class. I'm seeing a lot of people online that are actually going and finding old, like on YouTube. Or I'm certain there's some gyms or yoga class places that are doing online stuff. Again, we live in a time that we have access to this, so you might as well use it. So yeah, some great ideas there. Spruce up your CV. Start your novel. You know, that novel that you've always wanted to do. Try an art project. Yeah, see what you have around the house. You know, make something. I'm sure some of you who have lots of toilet paper can find something to do with all them rolls now. Sorry, no offense. I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you. Revamp your garden. Yeah, we're supposed to be getting some snow in the next little while, but when the nice weather comes, and if we're still isolated, you know, utilize the outdoors that you have. I have a balcony, and I plan to spend some time on it when the weather gets nice. I've even stepped out a few times already just to get some air. It's quite nice. But if you have a garden, hey, nothing stops you from garden except seeds and stuff. But you know, places like Walmart and stuff like that, they still have basic stuff. Practice mindfulness. Since counseling, I do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay, maybe not when I'm sleeping. Though sometimes I wish I could, because sometimes when I wake up, I'm thinking and I can't get back to sleep. So try an e-learning course. Again, lots of stuff out there. Make a cookbook. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. If you have a lot of recipes that you always want to write down, put them all together, see what happens. Create homemade gifts. Phone old friends. I had a wonderful friend call me the other day, just out of nowhere, and we had a nice chat. And again, perfect time to phone. And you know, it's wonderful getting texts and messages from people, but sometimes just hearing a friend's voice is tough. And you could talk openly and honestly, and you know, don't be afraid to tell them how you feel. If you're scared or anxiety filled, that's fine. Be honest, because they may be able to help you feel a little bit better. Play parlor games. You know, if you're stuck in, you know, if you're stuck in the place with your family, or if you have friends. Luckily, I have some friends that live close, and yes, I am having the really close friends over only because, well, they live nearby. You know, it's not like, you know, they're 20-minute drive, or they have to like get, you know, take buses or something. You know, they can literally get here and not even pass anyone. So, but parlor games, or crank out some old board games, you know, dust off Monopoly or Trouble or Life or Kerplunk even, you know. So you know, we've been enjoying games. I've talked about it before, so we've actually got a nice set of games. I think we're going to play some games tonight. Fix broken stuff. Again, great time to do stuff. Design a dream home. Yeah, I like drawing and building stuff. Practice forgiveness. Well, now would be the time, not knowing, especially if you're, you know, got some people in your life that you're kind of like, I'm kind of done being mad with them. This is something we should be doing all the time. Plan your next party. I had to cancel a get together with some friends. And I've basically been slowly telling them, when this is all said and done, I am going to do one of my video dance parties, and I am going to shake my ass, and I think we all will be able to need this. So I look forward to that. So I try not to plan it too much, because would be too excited to have it, but I think about it a lot. Kick a bad habit. I recently saw somebody say that, you know, they're even afraid to go out, you know, to get cigarettes or something. And maybe now's the time to give it up. I know the LCBO, I don't know, I don't go there enough to get it. But anyhow, they've said they're going to stay open. But, you know, now's a good time to, you know, kick a habit. Of course, it also might be a bad time for anxiety. I'm going to put a claimer on a disclaimer on here, because giving up smoking and you're in the house, that could lead to some really bad times. So maybe think about that one. Try adult coloring. Coloring is, they've found, is very good for you. I don't do it, but I would love to do it. I used to love to color. Join a virtual book club. Find great podcasts. How about Devlin's Mondo Nostalgia Radio? Yes, you're listening to it right now, but How about a recommendation to a friend if people are looking for it? I know I'm not for everyone, but I can do a shameless plug when I need it. Update your goals. I also heard someone saying they were so pissed off with their work, they may update their resume while they're off, too. I think it'll be hard to find work after this bout because I think there's going to be so much back, just so much that we're going to have to deal with, like companies closing and stuff like that. But, you know, it doesn't hurt. Upcycle something. I don't know what that means. Yeah, look it up. Build a free website. I just might do that. Rearrange furniture every day. I'm happy where my furniture is, but hey, now could be the time. Start a dream journal, kind of like a bucket list. Binge TED Talks. You know, I used to laugh at TED Talks, but when I was started counseling, I started watching some TED Talks about anxieties and stuff. They're really amazing, so I'm gonna definitely promote that one. And lots of people talking about so many different things. So if something pops in your head, type it in and you'll be surprised. Join an online community of like-minded people. I think I do that already. It's called my Facebook. Reach out to someone who lives alone or is feeling anxious. I have been reaching out to some people to see if they're okay, and I will be doing some more. I can't do it too many times a day. Like I can write a ton of messages in a day, but I usually try to make a phone call a day to check on family or friends and see how they're doing. Host a Skype or Zoom dinner party. I'm seeing these Zoom parties. I may have to get Corda to look into Zoom and see if there's any way I can do something with this because I don't know. I'd like to have a party of some sort, even like a watching party if we can do that somehow. Or a virtual support group. Sounds great. Get some positivity in your social media feed. I have seen so much darkness in my feed that I only fill it with good stuff. Unless it's entertainment news that's sad. I've got a sad news story coming up. But that's the only time because that's reality. But in this time, I try to post as much positive stuff, music, cartoons, comedy clips. As I said, I've posted full movies online. Cook an amazing breakfast. I am. I love eggs, but I'm trying to ration things. I know I could go out every day and get groceries, but I don't want to do that. I'm really trying to isolate. And it's not a fear of catching it. It's more a fear of catching it than giving it out to people. I don't know, maybe that's just the empathy side in me. But I do have to have eggs around the house, and I plan to be making a nice egg breakfast every other day at least, so I don't use up my wonderful eggs. Create an amazing treasure hunt or clue trail for a family member. Sounds like fun. Go familiar with online grocery shopping. Create favorite lists. Not a bad day. A virtual dance party. You dress up and groove to the same music. They're tempting me. This is tempting me in a big way. You never know. Recognize your wardrobe. And when I go back to the virtual dance party, Corda's probably looking up that right now. And if she's not, yes, this is a subtle hint or a not so subtle hint for her to look if this is something that could be done. I will dance in front of a computer screen for friends and listen to music. Organize your music playlist. Oh, I've been doing that. I've been building different jukeboxes. I've got a great collection of music, but now I'm sorting. Like I'm keeping one so it's all mixed because I like variety. But now I'm creating, like I call them jukeboxes. I know they're just files, but you know, a 50s and 60s, 70s dance music, country, rock and country music. Big bands and jazz and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm having fun. Of course I'm doing the 80s. That's what I one of the ones I did first. Delete all the apps you don't use and discover some new ones. Yeah, I am gonna try to clean that out. Hold a family or street sing-along. Yeah, I could do this. Right now my voice is because of the coughing and stuff. My voice ain't great, but I sing all the time. But we have definitely had karaoke nights here. Try some science experiments. I'm gonna leave that there because I just see some explosions. I know you don't have to go that big, but I don't know. That just seems like trouble for me. Deliver supplies to those in need. Yeah, I've already told a couple friends if they need something, we'll try to get it to them. Because I don't know, we need to help each other. And some people just it's hard for them, or they're all by themselves. Like I couldn't even imagine being all by myself during this. These podcasts would be even screwed up. Rediscover a dusty appliance, instrument, or board game. I like that. I like the appliance one because sometimes you have appliances that you were given as gifts or something, and you might just be like, hey, let's make pancakes because we have that pancake flipper. Build something amazing with Lego. Okay, did Lego sponsor this? Because you could build something amazing with just about anything. I don't have Legos around the house, but maybe I'll crank out some old toys and play with my toys. Is it a good idea to revert to my child? I think anything's a good idea and just brainstorm marketing ideas for your business, club, or charity. I know somebody who's definitely doing that. Write to your MP about an issue. Yes, why not? There's a lot of issues out there. Create a list of things to be happy about. Add it to it each day. That's a wonderful one, and we'll leave it on that one. They didn't mention masturbation. Oh, sorry. Probably not appropriate, but definitely kills time. I'm bad. I know I'm bad, but this is a light-hearted comedy thing, so do what you gotta do. And I'm gonna tell you, buy condoms during this time because I've got a bad feeling there's gonna be a baby boom. I've been reading stuff about the baby boom, and I don't think, with all the problems this world has, we need more overpopulation. Now, if you're planning to have kids, that's one thing. But if you just accidentally, if I find out there's all these accidents, I am going to be very upset because we already are overpopulated and we're facing something that's going to take our populations down. But, oh, I can't believe this is, I'm going to get in trouble for this part of it because. But be responsible, people. Be responsible. Back in World War II, when, like the lights went out and they were like, people having, the big baby boom, that's before TV and stuff like that. So, we have lots of stuff. I don't personally think there's going to be a big baby boom, but you never know. You just never know. Anyhow, before I get into more trouble, it's time to move on. As I said, I'm going to help you with some movie ideas with some of our Mondo Nostalgia people who have basically been talking about it, but I do want to get to some actual entertainment news. There's not much of it because everything keeps closing. As far as movies go, Black Widow was the one that was going to be the one to lead the way on March 1st, I believe it was, or the first week of March, but it seems Disney's a little worried with that, and they've decided to put Black Widow off indefinitely, and now everybody's wondering if Wonder Woman 1984 is going to be next, but there hasn't been official word on that one yet. Interesting that a lot of movies that haven't done well at the theaters right now, and now that most of the movie theaters are closed, I think a few drive-ins are staying open. Our local drive-in has officially closed for the time being. They were going to try it, but I think they just I don't know if they had peer pressure or just decided not to. But a lot of them are going to go to streaming. So movies like Onward and Birds of Prey and that new Vin Diesel one, Blood. I keep calling it Bloodsport, but that's that Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. Bloodshot, I think it could be. Anyhow, that's all going to be on video on demand. So if that's something you have, you can enjoy some new movies coming soon because they totally flopped at the movie theaters. Not surprising since none of them are open right now, or most of them aren't. So some big news just literally before I came to the podcast. It's funny because I kept thinking, well, what I'm going to talk about, except for like movies being pushed and going on video on demand, there's really not a lot of news. Except like some Mandalorian news that I'm going to talk about in just a minute. But just as I was getting ready, I had the unfortunate hearing that a legend has passed away, a legend of country music. Kenny Rogers has passed away at the age of 81. Now, anybody from my generation or just know their country music know that Kenny Rogers is a legend. Back in he got his career early in the 60s with a group called the First Edition, I believe. And then he went solo in the 70s and he became a huge, huge solo artist with hits like The Gambler, Coward of the County, Lady, just so many incredible songs. And he actually crossed over from the country charts into the pop charts. This is how big an artist he became. And he eventually took his Gambler series and made it a series of movies. And he actually did some other movies as well. He's performed a lot with Dolly Parton. They have a very successful Christmas album that still gets released year after year, and I still love playing it year after year. And just, he's had hits with her with Islands in the Stream and Real Love. And he's just an amazing performer. I remember this classic Seinfeld episode that he's not actually in it, but his Kenny Rogers Roasters was. And again, a very fun side note, he actually released a restaurant, a chain of restaurants. I don't know if we got them up here, but I think they were called like Kenny Rogers Roasters. But he has some incredible songs that I absolutely love. Love Will Turn You Around, She Believes in Me. Just an amazing catalog of music. And I grew up with him, and as I said, I used to listen to a station called CKOC that used to play all sorts of great music from, rock and pop and R&B, and they used to play country a lot, and Kenny Rogers was a staple on there, and he is just an amazing singer. I always liked his voice. I actually got to see him in concert. He came to Cops Coliseum. And I had no intention of seeing him, even though I'm a fan. But my sister-in-law was asked to wait in line to get tickets for her, my boss. We worked together. And she got tickets for him and his wife and some friends. And then she got two extra tickets. And she didn't really want to go. So my brother Paul and I went. And I have to say, it would probably be amongst my top five concerts, not only because of the array of catalog that Kenny Rogers has with his music, but he was so awesomely funny. And like when I say awesomely funny, I'm just like, yeah, he was hilarious. I remember he was giving a fan who his wife made him wear a tie, and he pointed him out and said, "Sir, are you having a good time? Your wife forced you here, didn't you?" And he said, "Yeah." And he goes, "And she made you wear that tie too." He goes, "Well, are you having a good time anyhow?" And he said, "Yeah, I am actually." And he goes, "Okay, well, give me the tie. I'll give it back to you at the end of the show." And he actually took the guy's tie off and put it up on the thing. And the stage was in the round. And I always remembered that he always, we'd clap along to his songs, and he said, "Your hands must be getting tired. So to save your hands, what I want you to do is only clap if I'm right in front of you. And then it'll appear that you're all clapping as I walk around, and my ego will be stroked, and you guys won't get sore hands." And stuff like that. He'd also talk about when he used to work with Dolly Parton in the round. They would do songs and they'd sing together and then they would go opposite directions. And he would say that he would like literally the spotlight on them would always follow Dolly first, until the other guy came. And then one day he went up to the spotlight thing to see why, and He said, looking down on Dolly Parton and seeing her breasts at that, it looked like two airbags that, a stuntman's about to jump into. So he forgave the spotlight guy for always going, following Dolly first. And just little things like, he said at the very beginning, don't worry, you're going to hear all my hit songs. And when he was just about to go out for his encore, where, he leaves and then all the applause happens and then he comes back, he basically went to the top of the stairs and then he came back. He goes, you guys don't want me to walk all the way there. You know what's going to happen. I'm missing one of my biggest songs. And he says, so I'm not even going to bother walking back. You just applaud loud and I'm just going to start singing the final song. And so, just stuff like that made him awesome. And then he just started singing Lady, and it was so great. He's just absolutely an awesome entertainer. He led the way for many country stars, I'm certain. I always think he was kind of a prototype. I wouldn't be surprised if Garth Brooks was a big fan, because Garth Brooks had that same kind of career where he started off in country and then it crossed over into the pop charts and stuff. And yeah, he will be sadly missed. I have so many wonderful memories about Kenny Rogers, and I'm sure we're going to start seeing an outpouring of love from the country community and just the entertainment community in general. I remember he had such a power to him that we had one opening act. I can't remember the name of who opened for him, but he saw that the Oak Ridge Boys were playing in Buffalo the night before him. And he actually called them up and said, hey, you want to come to Hamilton and open for me as well? So we got two openers. And the Oak Ridge Boys, it was Kenny. We don't say no to Kenny. And they're there. We got to sing Elvira and all their big hits and stuff. And yeah, just an amazing artist. And today, perfect day to go online and, order some Kenny Rogers music and, or go to YouTube, listen to some Kenny Rogers music, is phenomenal stuff. If you're a Mandalorian fan, there was another death before we get to that. I forgot to mention him, and I wouldn't call him a legend, but he was in two very big shows. I'm talking about Lyle Wagner. He died at the age of 84, and if that name rings a bell, but you're not, well, that's because he wasn't a huge star, but he used to be a regular on the Carol Burnett Show. Usually when you say name a regular on the Carol Burnett Show, people say Tim Conway, Harvey Korman, or Vicki Lawrence. But Lyle Wagner was a regular as well. But, of course, his biggest claim to fame was as Steve Trevor on the 1970s Wonder Woman. He starred alongside Linda Carter, and, yeah, he was a lot of fun on that show. When I heard about it, I was saddened just because, I'm a fan of Carol Burnett and Wonder Woman, and I he's somebody who makes me smile, so I like to pay tribute to people there. So if you have some old Carol Burnett episodes or some Wonder Woman episodes, by all means, check it out. If you're fans of Mandalorian, I never got to see it yet. I'm a big Star Wars fan, but I'm kind of torn. Side of me that really wants to see it. But then all the Baby Yoda talk, and I'm not against Baby Yoda, but my problem with it is that I see people who constantly put down the Ewoks because they're too cutesy. And now I'm seeing the same people that used to bitch to me about the Ewoks going on about Baby Yoda, and Baby Yoda looks a little, it makes the Ewoks look rugged and edgy compared to, like, him, and yeah, he's cute and all, but anyhow, I will watch The Mandalorian at some point. I heard it's really good, and I look forward to it. But they announced that Rosario Dawson is joining the cast, and I'm a big fan of hers. If they say she's joining anything, I get really excited just because she is that good. And she is going to be playing Ahsoka, which is the character that was in the movie Star Wars Clone Wars. She was in Clone Wars, and I think she even showed up in Rebels. I've watched bits of Rebels, but I haven't seen all of it. So, yeah, that's great, great news. Especially if you're a Rosario Dawson fan. And I think Disney's just trying to find ways to cheer us up because all these movie cancellations and hearing that, productions of our favorite shows and stuff are all kind of, disappearing and stuff is, I think, making a lot of people, sad. So I think Disney's trying to do their best by releasing a whole bunch of, good news and stuff like that, which nothing wrong with that. And, hey, as I said, if you haven't watched The Mandalorian, you just happen to have Disney Plus, maybe now's the time to watch Mandalorian. Now's the time to catch up on a lot of binge watching or stuff like that, what you want, or watch some old shows. I've got all these new shows that I'm like, I want to binge watch, and then at the end of the night, you'll see me watching a Dukes of Hazzard episode or the Lucy Show or the Honeymooners. That's just how old I am. I am Mondo Nostalgia because every time I try to start a new show, I'm automatically, oh, hey, Wonder Woman. Yeah, let's do that. Anyhow, yeah, last week, every week I've been asking questions so I could talk about them, and I asked, what's your go-to feel-good movie when you are feeling down? I thought, some of us are going through things and on moments when you're feeling sad. Let's see what people said. My answer was Xanadu. It's no surprise. I love the movie Grease, but to actually feel good and just smile a lot, Xanadu does it for me. You don't have to think. You don't have to do anything. You just kind of leave your thing. I like how pretty it is. I love the music. I love the visuals. It goes by quick, and I love it. Sometimes when I find I'm really sick and I'm laying on the couch, lately, I've put Avatar on. I find Avatar is a really solid movie, and it's long, so you can just put it on and just watch it. And because I've seen it so many times, I could just literally fall asleep and be happy to see the thing. I love the imagery in it. I don't know, it appeases me. There's probably 100 movies I could say, and as you said, I've told you classic movies are all about it. But here's what some other people said. I have it right in front of me. So I'm going to name names. Cheryl Bartel, good friend of mine, she mentioned her favorites were Mrs. Doubtfire, Birdcage, Money Pit, Pretty in Pink. All wonderful choices. I really like them. And hey, hopefully I'm giving you some ideas. You just got a whole bunch coming your way. Dave Marshall, one of my best friends in the world, said it could happen to you. I believe that's Nicolas Cage and Bridget Fonda, and a very nice movie. I saw it a long time ago, but maybe one I should rewatch. Ashley Price mentioned Ever After with Drew Barrymore. I love that movie. I love that movie. A great one. Very good stuff there. Snatch, Mean Machine, Grease, Simpsons Movie, and The Shawshank Redemption. Gary Reed said that, and Gary, if you're a regular here, has. He's been on a couple of episodes, and I like all those. I've never seen Mean Machine, and I actually have never seen Snatch. Shawshank Redemption is a weird one, because I love the movie. But I always find that so many people find this to be such a relieving movie, and I think it's a little sad, and I don't know, maybe not a movie for isolation, but I don't know. It's a feel-good movie, and I'm not going to say no to Grease or The Simpsons. So, Owen Robinson said Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, and The Last Crusade. I love all those movies, and they do make me feel good. I also said the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I don't mind the fourth one. Owen admitted that he doesn't hate it, but I can understand people like the original three. But there's also a great YouTube video about what the Crystal Skull does right, and it's a really good thing to say that basically to explain why people don't like this one, even though it's similar to the other three movies, and definitely something to check out if you want to. Corda, of course, the lady who helps me through and gets me through so much things in life and podcasting. I'll just read what she said because she had to post a paragraph and make it all about her. She's laughing now. It's just what we do. I wouldn't say I have one specific movie. I tune to just about any musical I can sing along to can help. Hairspray, Cats, Little House of Horrors, Les Mis. There's so many great ones, I could never list them all. Still promoting Cats. She should be so happy to know that should be out on DVD soon. So next time she's trekking out to Walmart to get a bit of groceries, she can add that to her collection. She also wrote, and the cartoon Disney movies are pure comfort food fluff. Mulan, Frozen, Brave Little Toaster, you know the classics. I wouldn't call the Brave Little Toaster a classic, but hey, I do agree with her decision. Disney or any animated films, great this time around. She also mentions animated features like Rise of the Guardians, which is an awesome film. I really highly recommend it. Great list there, Corda. I'm just joking with you. You watch whatever you want to watch. And great ideas for people. Tina Taylor gave us Uncle Buck, Fern Gully, Inside Out, Fried Green Tomatoes, Robin Hood. She didn't say which ones, but there's so many good ones. Errol Flynn, the Kevin Costner one. I even like the Taron Egerton one that many people didn't. I love that she put Ma and Pa Kettle back on the farm. I want to give her an extra plug just for bringing out Ma and Pa Kettle. These are horrible, horribly funny little movies. I say they're horribly little funny because I put them on and I laugh, even though I know they're horrible. But I have a collection of them, and Tina, you may have got me to probably watch one of these very, very soon. Let's see. I think that's it. I think that's all we got. We got a great selection. Thank you for answering the question. I'll have another one up this week as well. I'm enjoying that people are actually answering them. And it's not the same people. They're changing. I love seeing the same people. That means we got regulars. But so go to Mondo Nostalgia, not only for the latest question that's going to be posted Sunday, but also check out the stuff. There's lots of stuff to go there. I'm constantly posting, and I will keep podcasting. This is 3 weeks in a row. You know, cue the applause sign because we deserve it. And I actually got an episode that's close to an hour, and I'm very happy. I am sorry if the corona stuff is something you've been avoiding, but I hope I put a positive spin on it. All I can say is I know it's a hard time. I do get sad sometimes. I do get anxious. I do get scared. And it's okay to be all those things. You just can't live there. Find things that make you smile. Find things that warm your heart. Find things that just make you feel awesome. And do your best. Do your best. If this was something you hit play because it did all those things for you to warm your heart, take your mind off things, make you smile, and I thank you. I will be back next week, and I might do a video thing soon, too, to talk about this a little bit more. I told you my video things would be more for personal stuff, but I feel I'm going to be making one of them very soon. We are going to get through this. We just have to work together and do our very, very best. I try to do that. I know you are trying it. Thank you for listening. I'll see you real soon.